You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready. I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 449, covering week 3, January 12th to 18th, 2026. Auto CPU Freak 3.0.0, utility designed to automatically optimize CPU speed and power consumption, has been released. The utility monitors laptop battery status, CPU load, CPU temperature, and system activity, and dynamically activates power saving or high performance modes based on the situation and selected options. It supports devices with Intel, AMD, and ARM processors. It can be controlled using a GTK-based graphical interface or a command line utility. The code is written in Python and distributed under the LGPL v3 license. The new version implements the ability to forcefully enable or disable CPU turbo boost via the GUI and command line, regardless of the battery charge level. A battery underscore device parameter for selecting the battery has also been added to the configuration file in case the default battery is not automatically detected correctly. Available batteries can be found in the sys/class/power_supply/directory. A sample configuration file for NixOS has been added. Also noteworthy is the release of TLP 1.9.1, a utility designed to automatically optimize power consumption and extend laptop battery life. In addition to managing CPU power saving modes, the utility supports adaptive enabling and disabling of Bluetooth, NFC, and Wi-Fi. The project code is written in Shell and Python and is distributed on the GPL v2 license. The 1.9 branch is notable for the addition of an optional background process, TLP-PD, which enables switching between three power profiles, performance balanced, and power saver. This background process can be used as a replacement for the power-profiles-daemon service and supports the dbus API used for profile switching in GNOME, KDE, and Cinnamon. The TLPCTL utility is also included for switching profiles from the command line and launching individual applications with a specified profile. The 1.9.1 patch release fixes a vulnerability, CVE-2025-67859, in the new TLP-PD background process. The Buddies of Budgie developers have published a report outlining achievements through 2025 and plans for 2026. Following the release of Budgie 10.10, which migrated to Wayland, all attention has shifted to the development of the Budgie 11 branch. Budgie 11 will use Qt6 and supporting libraries from the KDE Framework suite for display management. The migration has already been tested in the Budgie Display Configurator application. Budgie 11 will feature a modular architecture divided into two layers, Budgie Core and Budgie Desktop. This modular architecture will allow the project to adapt to new form factors, input devices, and workflows. Budgie 11 will be compatible with PCs and laptops, and also with tablets, TVs, VR devices, and smartphones. The Budgie Core layer contains the base libraries used by all devices, is responsible for launching components depending on the device type, and provides libraries for organizing information output, supporting languages and locales, managing power consumption, interacting with input devices and configuration. The Budgie Desktop layer provides graphical shell functionality. It handles operations such as window layout, desktop and application management, and user interface design. Budgie 11 also features cross-platform theme support and the ability to replace components and extensions such as the compositing server, notification display system, and panels. ArchBang 1001, a lightweight Linux distribution based on Arch Linux and featuring a user interface based on the LabWC compositing manager, is out. The distribution offers a continuous update cycle, ensuring you always have the latest versions of software from the Arch Linux repositories. The new version features a switch to the LabWC composite manager, which uses Wayland and is similar in functionality to the OpenBox window manager. The dmenu application menu has been replaced with wmenu, which supports Wayland. xWayland is included for launching X11 applications. Other changes include switching the installer to full screen mode, adding an applet for configuring a network connection using Network Manager, and a redesigned theme. David Heinemeier Hansson has published the OMARKEY 3.3 distribution, which reflects his vision of the ideal Linux environment. The distribution is being developed in accordance with the omakase computing principle, which assumes that most new users don't know exactly what they want and are better off with fewer choices, using a set of tools prepared by someone whose expertise and taste they trust. The project's work is distributed under the MIT license. David believes that motivation is essential for high productivity, and a beautiful and aesthetically pleasing pleasing environment is part of that motivation. Omarkey offers only the applications David uses every day: NeoVim, Chromium, LibreOffice, Spotify, Typora, Ghosty, and Zoom. Omarkey doesn't try to appeal to casual users. The environment, including coding in NeoVim, extensive use of the terminal, and tiling windows, is designed for optimal productivity. Anthropic has awarded the Python Software Foundation a $1.5 million grant. The funds will be dispersed gradually over 2 years and will support work to improve CPython and strengthen protections against supply chain attacks on the PyP, or Python Package Index, repository. The allocated funds are planned to be used to develop new tools for automated review of packages uploaded to the PyP directory. They intend to implement a proactive approach whereby review is performed before the package is made available to users. To identify malicious packages, they intend to use functionality analysis that takes into account the typical elements of known malware. The developed tools will be usable not only on PyP but also on other open repositories. Linux Mint 22.3 has been released, continuing the development of the Ubuntu 24.04 LTS-based Linux distribution. While fully compatible with Ubuntu, the distribution differs significantly in its approach to user interface organization and default application selection. Linux Mint provides a desktop environment that adheres to a classic desktop layout principle and is more familiar to users who are not comfortable with the new GNOME 3 interface design. DVD builds based on the Mate, Cinnamon, and XFCE desktop environments are available for download. Linux Mint 22.x is a long-term support release with updates expected until 2029. The stable release of the modular multi-platform GNU Grub Grand Unified Bootloader is now available. Grub supports a wide range of platforms, including standard BIOS-based PCs, PowerPC/Spark64-based hardware, EFI systems, RISC-V systems, LongSun, Itanium, ARM, ARM64, LongArch, and ArcS SGI processors, and devices using the open-source CarBoot package. The project's code is written in C and is distributed under the GPLv3 license. Debian Libre 13.3 has been released, representing Debian 13.3 boot images stripped of non-free components such as firmware blobs. The project is being developed by Simon Josephson, who maintains 170 Debian packages. Official Debian ISO images include both free firmware from the main repository and proprietary firmware distributed through the non-free firmware repository. Debian Libre creates official live image editions for the x86-64 and the ARM64 architectures, allowing you to run or install Debian 13 without using non-free components. Live builds are available with GNOME KDE and XFCE and the Calamaris installer. A standard build without the graphical environment and a slim build are also available. ARM64 builds are included to support popular ARM PCs. Collabora has developed the OpenWRT-1-Debian Toolkit for installing and running Debian GNU/Linux on the OpenWRT-1 open-source router. This toolkit allows you to transform OpenWRT-1 from a specialized network device with a stripped-down Linux environment into a full-fledged general-purpose Linux system capable of running any services, server applications, developer tools, and isolated containers, among other things. The toolkit's functionality consists of flashing the U-Boot bootloader and a recovery environment to the integrated 256-megabyte NAND flash memory for installing and booting a Debian system image onto an NVMe drive connected via the M.2 slot. The NOR flash memory is unchangeable, so you can always revert to the stock OpenWRT environment if desired. The installed system environment includes minimal tools for installing packages from Debian repositories, an OpenSSH-based SSH server, host APD with presets for wireless interfaces, systemd networkd with settings for obtaining IP addresses for WAN and LAN interfaces via DHCP, and UDEV rules for LED indicators. The OpenWRT-1 router is developed jointly by the OpenWRT and BananaPi projects, and specifications and schematics are available at the link in the show notes. The first alpha release of the GNOME 50 desktop environment has been released, with the release scheduled for March 18, 2026. An ISO image based on the GNOME OS distribution has been created for testing the alpha version of GNOME 50. The GNOME 50 alpha release removes X11 support from the GNOME Shell user interface and includes the Mutter compositing server. The GDM display manager also removed X11 support, and the ability to build GDM without Wayland has been discontinued. Support for running other desktop environments using X11 remains. The latest KDE Weekly Development Report presents the first batch of changes for the KDE Plasma 6.7 branch, expected to be released in June. Development of the new branch began after the KDE Plasma 6.6 branch entered beta testing and the associated codebase was frozen from making functional changes. The release of KDE Plasma 6.6 is scheduled for February 17th. Check the links in the show notes for additional details. NVTOP 3.3.0, a command-line utility for interactively monitoring GPUs and hardware accelerators, has been released. The utility allows you to visually monitor GPU load, memory consumption, and frequency changes, as well as view the processes that are most heavily loading the GPU. Monitoring multiple GPUs simultaneously on a single screen is also possible. The new version adds support for the Enflame GCU and Rockchip NPU AI accelerators, as well as MetaX GPUs. Support for Mali, AMD, and NVIDIA GPUs has been improved. Memory information in the summary report has been expanded. A Control plus L shortcut has been added to reset the interface. More visual load metric has been added, calculated as a percentage of the current load relative to the minimum load. A power consumption graph for the Intel BattleMage has been added. More details at the link in the show notes. The Chaos BSD project maintains a periodically synchronized fork of FreeBSD aimed at testing drivers before their inclusion in the main FreeBSD distribution. The project provides a platform for developing and porting new drivers, as well as testing and stabilizing partially functional, unstable, and unfinished drivers whose development status prevents them from being included in the main FreeBSD distribution. Once stabilized, these drivers will be ported to FreeBSD. There are four stages of driver development: achieving buildability, bug fixing and stabilization, cleanup and documentation, and transfer to the FreeBSD core team. Chaos BSD is considered a testing platform and does not guarantee the preservation of change history and commits. The repository is periodically reset, synchronized with the FreeBSD codebase, and the state is then restored. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.